Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. This little Steely Dan bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Greg Sullivan. Greg is the founder and the CEO of Global Velocity, globalvelocity.com. Your organization provides cloud-based security, coming and going, all of our stuff on top of our resident security systems, right? Is that a good way to say it?
Jim, the whole idea here is if your data is leaving your enterprise, wherever you're storing it in the cloud, you want to know where it's going.
Yep.
Right? And you want to know how it's getting there and who's doing it, especially if somebody on the inside is doing it. And we can provide all that information for very low costs and very easy to do. You can even go to
now,
our website.
Are you providing me with information about what's happening to it, or are you protecting it?
So we can do both. So we can provide you with information about what's happening to it. If you choose, you can prevent some of those things from happening.
Right. And that's we can find out more about that at globalvelocity.com.
That's right.
So I encourage you to check that out. And have you got price points for small businesses?
We absolutely do. A few dollars a user a month. It's very affordable. So, In a way, Jim, it's crazy not to do it.
Well, and especially when you understand that more and more of these bad guys are going to start going downstream and seeing what they can mine. I mean, if they can go in a thousand small businesses, 999 might not have nothing, but one of them might have something they can use. And if they can do that easily, without a whole lot of trouble, as you said earlier, then that's a pretty good investment for them, isn't it?
Well, that's right, Jim. And let's keep in mind, they are not discerning. They don't pre-assess the value of our information.
Yeah.
They come and get it and then determine the value later.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty determined too, aren't they? And when you say they, who are these people? Where are they? Besides China.
Well, in some cases, they are state-sponsored actors.
Yeah,
I think I think last year we in an analysis, Verizon determined that 19% of last year's attacks were perpetrated by state-affiliated actors.
Wow.
Some form of
China, Russia, Romania, yep. Places like that?
Iran, North Korea.
Yep.
The drug cartels in South and Central America.
Right.
So they're Jim. These aren't kids playing games. This is organized crime or state-sponsored
dangerous
actors.
These are dangerous people.
They are very well funded. They operate without the risk of prosecution because of where they operate, and they are very, very good at what they do.
And the only way to prevent them from being part of your life is to keep them out. And that's what Greg's company does.
Well, but Jim, I wouldn't say it that way. I would say because it's hard to keep them out. In fact, we know we can't keep them out. The trick is, can we keep our data in? Because that's what they come to get. We know they're in. They can get into anything.
Prevent them from getting the stuff once they get in. They can come in, but they can't leave with anything if we handle this right.
That's correct.
Is the password becoming a nightmare? Is a password dead too? I mean, does your system solve any of that issue, that keeping up with passwords and having passwords that can be broken?
No, Jim, we don't do anything with passwords, right? Yeah. We just pay attention to the data. But I would encourage everyone to have what we typically call strong passwords. There's a little chart out. I can't remember who published it, but how much computation time it takes to crack a password?
Yeah, probably not long.
At a certain password strength, and it's you can look that up on the internet, and it's And our computers are so fast these days, it doesn't take hardly any time at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer it is, the more different kind of characters you have in it, the longer it takes. And again, what we need to do is drive up the cost of those guys doing business in our shop. And mm-hmm. one way you do that is to have strong passwords.
So they move on, right? And leave us alone. That's the idea.
Well, I'm never going to say they move on. They're just
well, they get in, they look around, and they see a low percentage, and they go somewhere else. So hopefully mm-hmm. we can make them do that. Global Velocity, globalvelocity.com is the website, and for the company, Greg Sullivan is the CEO, the founder, and he's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, I've known him a long time. Hey, Greg, thanks for being here. Congratulations on your success. Come back soon.
Jim, thanks. I appreciate all you're doing.
Greg Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.